Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Kuf Zayin. We left off yesterday on Shabbos, on Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We left off three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Just to reorient ourselves, what we have been discussing yesterday was we had started the Perek, which taught us that there are separate Isurim, either to be Zoveach, to Shecht, an animal of Kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, or also to be Malet, to put up onto a Mizbeach, an animal that's a carbon outside of the Mizbeach. Two separate Isurim we saw yesterday. And what we were dealing with yesterday was we were trying to figure out where the Pasuk writes the Onesh, the punishment, and the Azhara, and the Losa say for these various Isurim. And what we wound up saying yesterday was we see Meforish in the Psukim where we have the Losa say if a person is Makdish an animal at the Shas Heter Abamos, in other words, he's Makdish an animal at a time when it would have been mutter for him to bring the animal outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't get around to bringing the carbon until Shas Isser Abamos, because in the interim, the Mishkan was erected, the Abamos became Usser, and now he's no longer able to bring the animal. So we saw a Losa say there, where the Pasuk says you're not allowed to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara was trying to say, well, if it's Usser to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash when I consecrated it when it was mutter, so alachas kama v'kama kal v'chomer, if I consecrated it in the time when it's Usser, I'm certainly not allowed to bring the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we went through yesterday, very interesting discussion in the Gemara, the fallacy of trying to prove a losa, say, through a kal v'chomer, because then you'd wind up going down a rabbit hole, you'd wind up assuming that, for example, chametz and pesach obviously have to be losa, says, because there's a chi of karetz, but we know they're not, we know that they're both mitzvah saseh. And what we wound up concluding with yesterday was the Gemara said, forget about everything that I told you, because the fact is, even according to the Gemara, it says, onshin min adin, there's a machlokas whether onshin min adin or ain onshin min adin, certainly ain masirim min adin. We certainly can't learn lo saseh from a kal v'chomer. If it says mefurush in the pasuk or something a little bit less, as we'll see today, then fine, then you have your lo saseh. If it's not mefurush in the pasuk, you're not going to be able to deduce it logically through a kal v'chomer. So we're still searching for the makar, for the lo saseh of shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash when you were makdish the animal b'shas isur abamos. That's what we're going to talk about today. That discussion is going to take us through much of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. At the end of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, we're going to get into an interesting discussion about what happens if today somebody wanted to go shecht what he thinks is a karbon outside the Makam HaMikdash. Is that us or is it mutter? It's going to depend on Kitcha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asad Lavo, Lo Kitcha L'Asad Lavo. So we'll start that discussion, hopefully, by the end of today's shir. So we left off again, Kuf Vav Amud Beis. We're three lines up from the bottom. So again, we're searching for the makar that it's aser to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, an animal that was consecrated b'shas iser habamos. Says the Gemara, Elok the Rabbi Yochanan. The makar is from Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Asya Hava Hava. That he said that he makes a gzeira shava of Hava Hava. So mala halon, just like by a person who's mala, just like by a person who's mala a karban on a mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo anash elim kain hizir. There obviously there's no onesh without a losasei afkan. Also over here by a shochet. Also over here by a guy who shechts a karban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Lo anash elim kain hizir. It's obvious that there's got to be a losasei because the pasuk wouldn't give a chi of chatas if and a chi of kares if there were no associated losasei. So we still don't know what the makar is. We still don't know what the losasei is. What we're saying is there's got to be a losasei. So the question that might come to your mind is, why is this any better than what we were trying to do in yesterday's daf? We were trying to prove from a gzeira shava that there's got to be a losasei. And we said, I'm from a kal v'chomer, rather, that there's got to be a losasei. And we said, no, you can't prove from a kal v'chomer. Here we are. It's not mefurish in the pasuk. Now we're bringing gzeira shava. So Rashi says, well, the critical difference between a kal v'chomer and a gzeira shava is that a gzeira shava you can only learn if you have a misora going back. So in other words, it's not like you have a brilliant idea to think of a gzeira shava, and then you're making gzeira shavas and creating new losaseis. Mashenkein a kal v'chomer, a person has the ability to be done based on his own logic, and therefore, by a kal v'chomer, there's a particular concern, there's a particular risk that you're going to inappropriately be done Kal v'chomers to create new losase. So how do we know that there's a losase? Because we have a gzeira shava. There's got to be a losase. It says hava hava, just like by hamala we know the losase. So too by ashochet we know the losase as well. So turning over to Kavzayin Amid Aleph, so Rav Amar Kad Rav Yonah. Rav says a little bit similar, but he says like Rav Yonah. The Amar Rav Yonah, Asya Shum Shum. So we learn now a hekish of Shum Shum. So Mal Halan, and it says, Kim b'makom asher yivchar Hashem be'achad shvatecha Shum tale elosecha v'shum tase kol asher anochi mitzavecha. So it says Shum Shum, Mal Halan, lo'an ashelim kein izer. Afkan lo anash elim kein hizer. So we compare, there's a hekish in the psukim from hamale to ashochet. And just like by male, there's a losase, so too by shochet, there's got to be a losase. And the achronim are medayin. So this is certainly not gzeira shava. So gzeira shava is the best way of learning something, short of it being mefurish in the pasuk, because as Rashi had mentioned on the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Beis, this gzeira shava of hava hava is gzeira shava mufna. It's open on both sides to darshan, and a gzeira shava that's mufna, says Rashi, is literally the next best thing to as if it was stated explicitly in the pasuk. So it almost has the force of a din daraisa mufureshes in the pasuk. It's one step below. This is a hekish. It's not quite a gzeira shava, but based on what Rashi explains here, it's apparent that in order to be dana hekish, you still require some level of mesora. You still require some level of tradition that this is a valid hekish to be learned. How do I know? Because were that not the case, if I could make up hekeshin on my own, then why is learning from a hekish any better than learning from a kal v'chomer? The danger with a kal v'chomer was that I could deduce it based on my own logical inference, and I could go learn mistaken kal v'chomrin. So l'chora, the same issue should apply by a hekish as well, were it not for the fact that you need some sort of mesora in order to be done a hekish. We should just note that it's a machlokes achronim. The achronim are medayin whether this is really true, whether the shita of Rashi is accepted by everybody, and whether it's really true that you could only be done a hekish if you have a mesora, or if you're even allowed to be done a hekish me'atzmo. Again, mashma from Rashi, because somehow the Gemara is taking comfort in the fact that I'm learning it from a hekish and not from a kal v'chomer, that I need some level of grounding, I need some level of mesora in order to learn the hekish. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ashkechan, three lines down, Ashkechan mukterei pnim shehelon l'chutz. So I understand if I have a mukterei pnim, in other words, that if I have a karbon that was standing to be brought in the Aza, in the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, it was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore everything was roy for it to have been brought in the Beis HaMikdash, but I brought it up on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. So I understand that's usher. How about Muktere Chutz, Shelon Lechutz Minayin? What if I already did an Avera by shechting it outside the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, the animal wasn't even a kosher or karban that was fit to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, because I messed up and I shechted it outside. How do I know now that I'm chayiv another lav if I then put it on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash? So I'm Rav Kahana, Amar Kra, Va'aleim Tomar, Ala Smuchim Tomar. Because it says in the Pasuk, Va'aleim Tomar, and the full Pasuk is, Va'aleim Tomar, Ish Ish Mibes Yisroelim in Agera Asher Yorgah B'Sochem Asher Yale Ola Ozavach. And the prior discussion, which is not mentioned in the Torah, but the prior discussion in the Psukim is where a person shechts an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. And what we're saying is, Va'aleim Tomar, and oh, by the way, on that animal that we were talking about, the animal that shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayav also when you put it up on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, that's great, but you don't know how to read Hebrew. Maskef la Rava, Miksiv Va'aleim, does it say Va'aleim with an ayin? In other words, and regarding those animals that we were speaking about earlier, you're also chayav for being mala those animals. Va'aleim ksev, it says va'aleim with an aleph, and Rashi says va'aleim tomar means and say to the B'nai Yisrael. That's what it means. It doesn't mean, oh, and regarding the animals that we were talking about, you're also chayiv if you're mala them. It means and say to the B'nai Yisrael that you're not allowed to be mala a certain type of animal. So says the Gemara, Ela kadatana the Rabbi Shmuel, va'aleim tomar la'arav parshias. Now, we are learning it from the word va'aleim, We're not assuming Va'aleya means, oh, and in reference to those animals, because it doesn't. Va'aleya means, and say it to the B'nai Yisrael. But the Vav in Va'aleyam, this is the concept of Vav Mosif Aliyin and Rishon, the Yilmad Elyon Mitachtam Vitachtam Elyon. So just like before, we were talking about Shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, and now we're talking about being Mala outside the Beis HaMikdash. So it connects the Parshia, so we learn that even if you have already Shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's not Roy to be brought as a Korban, still you're going to be Chayiv if you're Mala outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Yochanan Amar Rav Yochanan says, Asya Hava Hava. That we learn Xavier Shava of Hava Hava. And there are two psukim here. So the first pasuk is, this is in Gimel in the Torah, or it says, Val Pesach o moed loheviu, lakriv karban lashem, lefne mishkan hashem, damicheshev lishahu, dam shafach, venichras oishahu meker of amo. And then it says, Val Pesach o moed loyuvienu, la so 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 lashem. Again, that the guy gets kare. So the word hava is sort of shorthand, because in either pasuk does it actually say the word hava, but we have Xavier Shava of Hava, Hava, and Malahalon Muktarei Chutz, Avkan Muktarei Chutz, just like in one of the Pesukim we're talking about Muktarei Chutz, where it shechted outside, so too the Pesuk that's talking about Hala is also Muktarei Chutz, and from here we learn that there is an Isser to be Male on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, a Korban that was also shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara, Maskev L'Ravibi, Frek Ravibi, Hadithnan, Shloshim V'Sheis Krisos, Batora, we have a list of chayve krisos in the Torah, and that list contains 36 krisos, and the issue is, and this list is found in Meseches Krisos, and the problem is that the problem is Hadadan Shloshim V'Sheis Krisos Batora Tlosim V'Sheva Vayin, there are really 37. Dika hamale v'hamale, because now you're telling me that I'm chayev kares if I'm male on a mizbeach, an animal that was shechted inside, and I'm also chayev kares if I'm male on a mizbeach, an animal that was shechted outside. So that's 37. That would make 37 on the list, not 36. Rashi says, hang on a second. One of the things on the list in Maseches Krisos is, for example, Shabbos. Okay? Now, how many different averas can you be? There are 39 malachas. So you're going to say Shabbos is one krisis. But all of a sudden, by halah, because I'm chayiv, if I put up on a mizbeach an animal that was shechted inside and outside, that counts as two? How in the world could that count as two if Shabbos is only going to count, if Shabbos is only going to count as one? So Rashi explains that the issue is that by, for example, Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, which is the other example of the Isser that he uses that's counted on that list as only one krisis, even though there are many different actions that a person could do in order to be Chayev Kares Mishum Avodah Zarah, Rashi points out that there were Mesechtas and Shas and Mishnayas that talk about the various specific Isurim by Shabbos and also by Avodah Zarah. Mashen came here, there is no Mishnah that breaks down. There's nothing that breaks down the Isurim, the Chayve Krisos of Halah. And therefore, because there is no Mishnah that teaches me, oh, there's one general category and a whole bunch of subcategories, all we have are these two categories of Halah, one for the inside, one for the outside, one that was shechted inside, one that was shechted outside. It should count as two Krisos on the list, bringing the list from 36 to 37, says the Gemara, Kasha. So you're right, it is in fact going to be a Kasha. Okay, so says the Gemara, V'hoditnan. So we learn the following in a Mishnah. So it's a Mishnah that's going to come up in a couple of days. Hazorek Miktsas Damim Bachutz. If a person is zorek mikzas dam b'chut, so he sprinkles some blood outside the Beis HaMikdash, chayev. So he's going to be chayev. So minolan, so how do we know that a person is chayev on zrika b'chut? So far, we've only learned that a person is chayev for shechita b'chut, and a person is also chaya for halah b'chutz. How do I know that a person is chaya for zrika b'chutz? So nafkalei midatanya dam yichashev. It says in the pasuk dam yichashev l'rabos hazorek. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. It comes to include one who zorek blood. Rabbi Kiva Omar ozevach. Rabbi Kiva says it says in the pasuk ozevach is l'rabos es hazorek. It comes to include zorek. So both of them have a makar. One learns it from a pasuk dealing with shechita. The other learns it from a pasuk dealing with halah. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is because the question is, what happens if you do a zrika and one of the other things? Are you going to be chayiv two lavin, or are you only chayiv one lav? So it depends." If I shechted and I'm zorek and I learn the zrika from shechita, I'm going to be chayiv only one. If I shechted and I'm zorek and I learn the isser of zrika from halah, now I'm going to be chayiv two. Okay, but whether I learn it from a pasuk having to do with shechita or whether I learn it from a pasuk having to do with zrika, it's apparent that zrika b'chutz is going to be usser. Now the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yishmael, hai ozevach my avidlei. So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk? Rabbi Akiva learned it from a pasuk of ozevach. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, I already know that zrika is also from the pasuk of dami yichashev. So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva ozevach? Hai ozevach my avidlei. Lechalek. So he says ozevach comes to be mechalek. What does it mean that it comes to be mechalek? And Rashi says, delotema adamasek ola v'shlamim. Because the psukim that we're bringing down when we're talking about the Yisr of Shechita and Halah B'chutz, they're talking about if a person brings an Ola or a Shlomen. So I might think that the only time you're Chayiv is if you Shecht an Ola and a Shlomen, or if you're Male an Ola and a Shlomen, exactly what it says in the Pasuk. So Talmud Lomar, that no, it's L'chalek, that I'm Chayiv if I do any of these things, either to an Ola or to a shlamim, then I'm going to be chayiv. Rabbi Kiva lachalek minalei. So how does Rabbi Kiva know to be mechalek? You're going to tell me that Rabbi Kiva says you're only chayiv if you bring an ola and a shlamim. So nafkalei milo yivienna, milo yivienu. He learns it from lo yivienu. Lo yivienu means you should not bring it in the singular. In other words, that you're going to be chayiv even for bringing one of the karbanos that are mentioned in the pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael, why doesn't Rabbi Yishmael darshan yivienu ahu mi boile ala sholem hu chayev veina chayev ala chaser? So he learns that from the pasuk of yivienu that you're chayev only on a whole animal if you put it up on the mizbeach, but you're not chayev if you put part of an animal on. You're not chayev if you put part of the animal on the mizbeach. What do we mean part of the animal? So Rashi says there's a three-way machlokas. Maybe we're talking about a behema chasera, an animal that's missing part of it. Maybe we're talking about a limb that's missing part of the limb. Or maybe we're talking where you're putting pachos me kezayis, where you're putting less than a kezayis of meat. In other words, it's either pachos of a full animal or pachos of an aver, or it's pachos me kashir. But in either case, that's how we learn that you're going to be, that you're chayav only for putting a complete animal, but not on part of it, but not for part of an animal. Rabbi Akiva nafkale melasos oso, and Rabbi Akiva will learn it from oso. Oso means a complete entity. Oso is mashma shalim. So Rabbi Shmuel will say, chad lemukterei pnim shechasru vehelu b'chutz. One is to teach me the iser of mukteri pnim, of animals that were shechted inside that are now chaser, and you brought them up outside. V'chad lemukterei chutz shechasru vehelu b'chutz. And the other is to teach me again by mukterei chutz, by animals that were shechted outside and then brought outside. I'm only chayiv on shalem. I am not going to be chayiv on. I am not going to be chayiv on chaser. So we're going to see right away this is disputed. V'atanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yochol Mukterei Pnim Shechasru Ve'lo B'chutz Chayiv. I might think if you have Mukterei Pnim, animals that were shechted inside that are chaser, and then you put them on the mizbeach outside, that you're chayiv. Tamalomar La so Ala Sholem Chayev Ena Chayev Ala Chaser. So Taka, this is the way we learned that you're chayev only on a complete animal and not on a chaser. Rabbi Akiva Mukterei Pnim Shechasru Ve'lo B'chutz Chayev. However, Rabbi Kiva would say that if you have an animal that was shechted inside and you're going to put it on the Mizbeach outside, you're going to be chayav. Why would Rabbi Akiva be mechalek between Mukhtarei Pnim and Mukhtarei Chutz in this regard? So Rashi explains, because by Mukhtarei Pnim, by animals that were shechted inside and kachim that were placed on the Mizbeach, there's an inyan of pokin, which we had seen way earlier in the Masechta. Pokin is what happens if you put the animal on the Mizbeach, and then part of the meat that's on the Mizbeach pops off. So the halach is, if it pops off, you're chayav la'achzer, you have to put it back on. So if I have to put a little piece of meat that pops off back on the Mizbeach, so it shows that I'm chayav to put on the Mizbeach something short of a full animal, because here this is only a little piece of meat. So in other words, if it's the type of shchita, if it's the type of karban that had something popped off, I would have to put it on, it's mistaber that I'm going to be chayav if I put it up on the Mizbeach outside, not only for the complete animal, not only for a sholem, but also for a chaser, because the chi of the attachment of the Mizbeach we see is apparent not only for the full animal, but also only for parts of the animal. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk? So, hi dami chashev my avile. What does he do with Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk? So, the Rabba shchita sa'of. It comes to include shchita sa'of, because shchita sa'of is also a blood avoda, because there's blood that comes out. Obviously, when you shecht an oaf, so that includes somebody who comes and shechts an oaf outside is going to be chayiv. Rabbi Shmuel nafkalei, and Rabbi Shmuel learns that from O Asher Yishchat, that it says O Asher Yishchat, so that refers to Shechita Sa'of. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lecha Ahumi Boile Ala Shochetu Chaya Venechayav Alamolik. And Alamolik. And what Rabbi Kiva learns from there is that you're chayav only if you shecht the bird outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to be chayav if you're molek a bird outside the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rashi points out, it's about halfway down in the wide lines, Vilkach etzrichu tarvayu, diksev asher yishchot l'rabba shchita sa'of, avamina kolshkei malika. I would have thought for sure, if I'm chayev on shechting a bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm certainly chayev on doing malika on the bird, because malika is the way I'm doing the avoda. So certainly, if I'm doing the avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash, I should certainly be chayev. Shiderech hachshero bifnim, because that's the way I do the avoda inside. L'ach iksev dam shafach l'rabba sa'of, therefore, says Rashi, that's why we have these two psukim that are giving me the limud. One, to teach me that I'm chayev if I shecht a bird, and the second, to teach me that I'm chayev only if I shecht a bird, not if I do malik on a bird. Again, because it's counterintuitive. I would have thought if I'm chayev for shechting a bird outside, certainly I'm chayev for doing the malik outside. Kamash Malan, I'm chayev only for the shechita and not for the malika. And Rabbi Shmuel nafkale me zeh davar. And Rabbi Shmuel learns it from zeh davar. Okay, Ditanya, as we learn in the Brisa, Asher Yishchot, it says Asher Yishchot, Ein li shochet behema. I learn from here that there's only an Isser if I shecht the behema. Shechat of minayin, what if I shecht the bird? How do I know that it's Asser? Tamalomar, Asher Yishchot. So it says, Asher Yishchot, that comes to include a bird. Yachol af hamolik. I might think that I'm chayev even if I do malik on a bird outside. And the Gemara walks through the logic, v'dinu, and it makes sense. Mashchita shein derech hachshera bifnim chayev. Madach, if I shecht the bird outside, I'm going to be chayev, even though had I done shchita inside, it wouldn't have been a valid avoda, because the way to shecht the bird is through the malika. You don't do a proper shchita. So, malika shein derech hachshera bifnim, malika, which is the way you kasher this animal inside, malika is the way you do the avoda, ain't a dinshu chayiv? Shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer that I'm going to be chayiv if I do that outside? Tamalomar zeh adavar. Therefore we say, zeh adavar, that this is the thing that you're chayiv for. You're chayiv only for shchita sa'of outside. You're not chayiv for malika sa'of outside. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, Amar Lachan, Rabbi Kiva will say to you, Haomi boy leilig zeh reshava, that we need for Gzeira Shava. What Gzeira Shava are we talking about? So the Gzeira Shava that we're talking about, so Rashi just tips us off to Mefereshes B'yesh Nochlin, it's in Meseches Baba Basra, and also Meseches Nedarim. So Gzeira Shava is one of Ataras Nedarim. In other words, that Hektish is that you can have a Hatara on Hekdesh, just like you could have an Atara on Nedarim. So just like a Neder is enunciated, it's verbalized, so too Hekdesh is verbalized, because the way you're Makdesh something is through decreeing, declaring that it's Hekdesh. And just like by Ataras Nedarim, there's an Inyan of being Shoel on your Neder, so too there's an Inyan of being Shoel on Hekdesh. So he needs this Pasuk to teach me that He needs this pasuk to teach me that gzera, that gzera shava. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So v'hadatnan. So now we learn hakometz v'makabel damim b'chutz pater minolan. If a person does kmitza, if a person is makabel dam outside the base of mikdash, he's going to be pater. So minolan. How do I know that the guy's pater? Says the Gemara mehechatesi dechayev. This is a strange. This is a strange approach, right? We don't usually assume that somebody's chayev unless we prove that he's potter. Usually we assume there is no iser unless the Torah tells me there is an iser. So why would I think that the guy should be chayev? Says the Gemara, tesim ishchita. Why? Because there are certain avodas that I know if you do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm chayev. For example, if I shecht an animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm chayev. So I might think, just like if I do that avoda of shchita outside the Beis HaMikdash, I'm chayev, so too, if I do the avoda of kamitza, or if I do the avoda of kabbalah's dam, I would be chayiv. But says the Gemara, that's not a good comparison. Malashchita shachein nefseles shlola ochlem bepesach. Shchita has a stringency because by korban pesach, if I shecht an animal for somebody who's not fit to partake in the korban, and Rashi says like a chole or a zaken who's not able to eat a kezayis, then the shechita is going to be pasul. And that's why shechita, which is really weird that we're making this chumrah of shechita based on a arcane halacha that has application only by shechting a korban pesach, where there's an issue that the whole pesach has to be apportioned to different people. All right, but this is a chumrah that exists by shechita that doesn't exist by anything else. So the fact that I'm chayef for shechita can't necessarily prove to me that I'm going to be chayef for kamitza. It says the Gemara b'teisim izrika. But we just learned there are actually three avodos that I'm chayef for outside. One is shechita, one is halah, and the other is zrika. So let me learn it from zrika. Just like I'm chayef for zrika, so too I'm chayef for kamitza and for kabbalah sadam. Says the Gemara, mal zrika shekein zar chayef aleh misa. How about zrika? That a zar is chayiv misa if a zar does that, if a non-kohen does that. And Rashi points out, Masha'en came b'kmitza v'kabbalah to be inan avoda tama v'lo avoda she'esh acharei avoda. K'damina perek barishona b'seder yom avani tavar yesh acharei avoda. Rashi's explaining, why is a zar chayiv misa if he does zrika, but a zar is not chayiv misa if he does any of these other avodos? Rashi's explaining because a zar is only chayav misa if the zar does an avoda that is the completion of all of the avoda. In other words, the zar has to do the final stage of the avoda. And the final stage of the avoda of a blood carbon is the zrik on the mizbeach. By kmitza, you still need the haktari. You still have to burn it. By Kabbalah, you still have to do the zrika. So none of it is the complete avoda. Therefore, a zar is not going to be chayav. So I can't learn that just like I'm chayav for zrika, I'm going to be chayav for Kabbalah, because zrika is a chumrah that Kabbalah doesn't have. So says the Gemara, flipping over to Kuf Zayin Amabez, Tesei Mibinaya. So why don't we learn it from both of them? And Rashi points out that this is asking, why don't we learn it out from Eitzad Hashav? In other words, Shechita is a chumrah that zrika doesn't have. Zrika is a chumrah that shechita doesn't have. But between the two of them, the tzad hashava is that they're both avodas, and I'm chayiv if I do it outside, so too, kmitza or kabbalah, they're also an avodah and shebi chayiv if I'm doing them outside. So says the Gemara, imkein lo yomar bezrika v'teisei mibinaya. So in that case, why do I need a pasuk that teaches me zrika? Remember, we had said that there's a pasuk that teaches me I'm chayiv for doing the zrika outside. Why do we need that pasuk? Why can't we learn, just like I'm chayav for shechita and I'm chayav for halah, so too I'm going to be chayav for zrika. So says the Gemara, v'teisei mishchita. So where am I learning from? So v'teisei mishchita, let me learn zrika from shchita. Mala shchita shechein nefsele shalol l'shem ochlem b'pesach. But shchita has this chumrah that if I shech the korban pesach and I intended to go for people who are not capable of eating the korban, then it's going to be pasul. So teisei mehalah, so let me learn it from halah, from putting it up on the mizbeach. But mala halah shechein yesh b'mincha. But Allah has a chumrah because Allah applies not only to animals, but it also applies to a korban mincha, because by a korban mincha, the chometz is also burned on the mizbeach. So v'teisei mibinaya. So let's learn zrika from a combination of the two. Therefore, we have a pasuk that comes to teach me explicitly that zrika is going to be usur. And Rashi points out, because even though I could have learned from etzad hashaveh, the fact that I have a pasuk by zrika expressly teaches me that here I'm not going to learn from etzad hashaveh. And just like I wasn't able to learn zrika from etzad hashaveh, so too, I can't learn HaKomets or HaMakabel from Etzad HaShaveh. The only time it's going to be Usur is if there's a Pasuk Mufereshes, an Isur Mufereshes, that tells me these things are going to be Usur. Okay, says the Gemara in Avaiter. So Amar Avivo, Shachat V'Zarak, if a guy does Shechita and Zrika, so you'll recall, one Mandi Amar learned Zrika from the pasuk of Shechita. The other Mandi Amar learned the pasuk of the Isser of Zrika from the Isser of Halah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, who learns it out from from Zrika, so Shachat v'zarak, from Shechita rather, so Shachat v'zarak, if you shecht and you do the Zrika, l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel chayav achas, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're going to be chayav one karbon. L'divrei Rabbi Akiva chayav shtayim, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayav twice. I said one karbon, it's really one kares and one lav. But Rabbi Akiva, again, learned the Isser of Zrika from Halah. And since he learned it from Halah, if you're going to do the Shechita and the Zrika, it's two Isurim. You're going to be Chayev, two Chayev Ekrisus, and two Lavin. Abaye Amar Abaye says no. Afilu l'divri Rabbi Kiva in a Chayev ala Achas. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only going to be Chayev once. Why? To Yamar Akra, Sham Taseh, Kosev Asan, Lekulan Avoda Achas. That the Pasuk makes it, the Pasuk is acting as if, the Pasuk makes it as if it's all a single avoda, and therefore, no matter whether you learn the Isser of Zrika from Shechita, or no matter whether you learn the Isser of Zrika from Halah, if you're going to do two of these things, Zrika plus something else, Shechita plus the Zrika, you're only going to be Chayav once. Now the Gemara is going to try the other way. So, Zarak Vehele. Let's say if you did Zrika and also you did a halah, you put it up on the Mizbeach. So, l'divri Rabbi Shmuel chayev shtayim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're chayev twice. Two krisas and two lav. And again, because Rabbi Shmuel learns Zrika from Shechita. And therefore, if you do the Zrika and the halah, it's two shemos avera. L'divri Rabbi Kiva and a chayev ala achas. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only going to be chayev once because Rabbi Kiva learns Zrika from halah. Abaya Amar Abaya says like this. Afilu divrei Rabbi Akiva chayev shtayim lachi palginu kra shamta lev shamta se. So this is the opposite of what we said, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayev twice. Why? Because the pasuk distinguishes, the pasuk divides everything. It says shamta le vishamta se. So that comes to break it up. Now the third case, shachat v'zarak v'hele l'divrei akol chayev shtayim. If you did all three, you did the trifecta. You shechted it, you did the Zrika, and you did Allah, everybody's going to agree that you're chayef twice. Why? Because b'man of shech, no matter where you learn the Zrika from, you still have a Shechita and a Halah, and the Zrika is included in one of them, and therefore, either way, there's going to be two Isurim here. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Satanu Rabbanan. So Tanu Rabbanan, O Asher Yishchot, reading the Gerus and the Masoras Hashas, so it says, O Asher Yishchot, Michutz Lamachane. So Yachal Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. I might think that the only time you're Chayev is when you do any of these acts outside of all three Machanos. Tamalomar O Eiz Bamachane. Tamalomar, I'm chayev if I do it even out of only one machaneh. In other words, if I do any of the stuff outside the Beis HaMikdash, then I'm going to be chayev, or outside the Mishkan, I'm going to be chayev. I don't have to be all the way outside the gimel machanos. So iba machanas, if it says b'machana yachala shochet ola bedora mechayev, so I might think that a person who shechts an ola in the south is going to be chayev. Tamalomar o el michutz l'machane. Ma chutz l'machane meyuchad shein roi l'shchitas kachim u'l'shchitas kol davar. Just like the only time you're chayev is when you're chutz l'machane in a place which is not roi for shchitas kachim or the shchita of anything, like the machane levia. Yatzadaram shafapi shein roi l'shchitas kachim kachim roi l'shchitas kachim kalim. So I'm not going to be chayev for a shchita b'chutz if I shecht a kachay kachim in the southern part of the Azara. Why? Because the Azara gufa is a place that's mutter, that's fit for shechting animals. It's just kachay kachim are supposed to be in the north side of the Azara. But the Azara itself is a place that inherently is fit for shchita of kachim. So Amar Ula, says Ula now, ashochet al gago shel heichal chayev. If a person shechts on the roof of the heichal, he's going to be chayiv. Hol vein roi l'shchitas kol zevach, because it's a place that's not fit for shchita. You got to be on the ground in the Beis HaMikdash when you shecht, not on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. Maskef la'rava imke nichtav kra michutz la'machanev lo boi al pesach ol moed. In that case, the pasuk could just say michutz la'machanev. Why does the pasuk say all over the place in this parshios al pesach ol moed lo eviu? Al pesach ol moed lamali lav lamute gago. Does it not come to exclude the gag? So la'rava imke nichtav al pesach moed b'machane michutz l'machane l'amali lav la'asuye gago, doesn't it come to include the gag of the heichal and the yisser? So amar amari la'asuye kula b'fneim b'tzavar b'chutz. Now it comes to include a situation where the animal is inside the azara, but the neck of the animal is outside of the azara. Says the Gemara, tzavar b'chutz pshita amai kapit rachmana ashchita v'shchita b'chutzi. If the whole animal's in the Azara, except for the neck, which is outside of the Azara, and you shecht it, of course you're going to be chayiv. Because what's the Isser? The Isser is to shecht the animal outside of the Azara. Where's the shechita done? The shechita's done on the neck. So if the neck is outside, and you're shechting it outside, you've done a shechita b'chutz. Of course you're going to be chayiv. Ella la'asuye kula b'chutz v'tzavara b'fnim. Now it comes to include that even where the whole animal is outside, even though the neck is inside, so I might think that if I'm shechting it on its neck, since the neck is inside, I'm going to be okay. Kamash Malan, I'm going to be chayiv because the entire animal is really outside. Okay, says the Gemara now. Vayter Itmar Hamale bizman hazeh. If a person does a halah bizman hazeh. Rav Yochanan amar chayev, Reish Lakish amar pater. Rav Yochanan says you're going to be chayev, Reish Lakish says you're going to be pater. Rav Yochanan amar chayev, Rav Yochanan says you're going to be chayev because Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. Because the Kedusha persists even nowadays, and since Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, what's the ramification of Kitcha L'Asid Lavo? Because Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, the fact, the Isser Bamos, that applied in the time of the Beis HaMikdash continues to apply even nowadays. So if I'm going to decide today I want to build a bama here in North Woodmere and I want to bring an animal on the bama, it's going to be yasser because still the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still has a kedusha. So Reish Lakish shabar pater. Reish Lakish says that you're going to be pater. Because Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. And it's not Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. And therefore, since it's low Kitcha L'Asid Lavo, there is no Isser Bamos nowadays. Because there is no Isser Bamos nowadays, I'm not going to be Chayev if I bring an animal on a Mizbeach right now. Because there is no Isser Bamos. So it says the Gemara, Nema Deplukta the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua Kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing. In the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, Ditnan, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Eliezer, Kesha Yabonim Beheichel, when they would build in the Heichel, when they would do construction, Hayosin Klam, they would make curtains Beheichel, and Klam Bazara, and they would make Klam in the Azara as well, and all this was for Tznia, so they wouldn't have the workers being able to see inside the inside the Beis HaMikdash. Ela shebeichal bonim mebachutz. However, in the Heichal, they would put up the curtain, and then they would build the wall to the outside of the curtain, further away from the Kodesh. Ubi Azara bonim mebifnim. And in the Azara, when they would put up the curtain, they would actually build the wall on the inside of the curtain. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and says Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati Shayim Akriven Afalpi Shayim Bayis. That I heard that this was before they built the Bayis Sheni. This is when the Beis HaMikdash was under construction, that they would bring karbanos even though there was no Beis HaMikdash, v'yochlen kachay kachim afal pi shein klaim, and they would eat kachay kachim in the Azara even though there were no boundaries, there were no curtains, there were no walls yet in the Azara. Kachim kalam ma'aser sheni afal pi shein choma, and they would eat kachim kalam ma'aser sheni in the entire city of Yerushalayim even though there was no wall of Yerushalayim back then. Why? B'mnei shekdusha rishona kitchul ashayta v'kitchul asa lavo. Because Kitchel Rishona, Kitchel Asaita, Kitchel Asilavo, therefore, each of these makomos, each of these places, retain their Kedusha, even though the physical borders, the physical boundaries of the new Beis HaMikdash were not yet fully erected. So, Lav Mechlal, the Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Lo Kitcha. This is what Rabbi Yeshua says. Isn't it apparent that Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo Kitcha, La Silavo? So says the Gemara, Amar Le Ravina Loravashi, Mimai, Dulma de Kuliyama Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha La Shaita, Vikitcha La Silavo. Umar, my deshamiale kamar. Umar, my deshamiale kamar. So says the Gemara, not necessarily. There's not necessarily a machlokas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua. If you're going to ask me how come Rabbi Lazar didn't tell me the maisa that they would bring the karbonos and they would eat, even though there was, I mean, it's not a raya that he holds that lo kitchel asalavo. He happened to have had a mesora. He heard a shmua about what they used to do during the construction phase, where they would place the walls relative to the curtains. And Rabbi Shua is the one who heard the mimer about what they used to do, legabe karbonos. But it could be that both of them hold kitchel rishona, kitchel ashaita, the kitchel asilavo. Says the Gemara, v'chitema klam l'Rabbi Elazar lamali. So in that case, why do you need the klam according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar? If kitchel rishona, kitchel ashaita, kitchel asilavo, we see that the makomos have kedusha even if there are no boundaries. So why'd they have to put up the klum? Isn't it apparent that they needed the klum to mark the level of kedusha? Says the Gemara, no, let's tznius of the Alma. The reason that we needed the klum is simply for tznius, so that the people doing work on the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be able to see in towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up from Itmar, four lines up from the bottom, God willing, tomorrow.